It is my pleasure to welcome you to Ronald Myers Jr.'s Ministering Angel podcast. Whether you're a new or returning listener, I pray that you will discover this podcast to be an invaluable tool in your pursuit of Jesus Christ. If you want to realize your full potential and triumph over adversity, Ronald is a divine messenger who has been sent to you. Listening to this podcast will give you the confidence, wisdom, and fortitude to succeed no matter what life throws at you. I pray that what you hear will bring you blessings, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen. Welcome to an atmosphere for deliverance of the soul and spirit. Here's Ronald.
Forgive yourself. All of us have made mistakes, some worse than others. How you come out of those mistakes is crucial to your future happiness. Too often, I've witnessed people not be able to forgive themselves for the pain they've inflicted on others. I've also witnessed some of them not forgive themselves for what other people did to them, as if they were responsible. This is a deception of the enemy to keep you in bondage. If he can keep you in bondage, then he can keep you from becoming who God says you are. This deception also blinds you to seeing and receiving other forms of truth pertaining to your life. It's an endless pit you find yourself in with no way out on your own. Today, in this podcast, I want to set you free from the slavery you find yourself buried in. First, the story, meet Monique. Monique, by the age of 30, gasped and raped twice, held at gunpoint twice, been molested growing up as a child by people who were supposed to protect her, and so much more. Monique turned inward and blamed herself for everything that had happened to her. She trusted no one and, whether she knew it or not, became a narcissist to protect herself. She felt the need to attempt to control every aspect of her life. She fooled many people hiding behind many masks. She showed people only what she wanted them to see and was finally in total control of her circumstances. Then one day she met a man that initially she had fooled. At some point, he became aware of who she really was and disconnected himself from her. This shook her to her core because she knew deep down that he was different and the right one for her. The problem for her was she treated him terribly at times, though she loved him. Because of all the terrible things she'd done, she felt she'd lost her opportunity for true happiness. As she began to see the truth of her circumstances, shame and guilt set in. She wasn't able to face him because of all she'd done to him. She'd convinced herself that he would never forgive her, though many times he had told her that he did. He encouraged her many times to get it all go and to forgive herself. He informed her that he saw her through the eyes of God and not from past events, but she didn't believe him. This had her in a continual state of suffering, all of her own hands. She's been told that he forgave her, but more importantly, that God forgives her. This is what deception does. She cannot come to terms with the fact that all she's done has been erased. Why? Because she's at forgive herself. This is more common than you may think, mostly because they don't know their identity in Jesus. This is where the prayers and fasting for these people is important. They do not possess the strength to fight through the battles taking place in their minds to overcome. It's equivalent to you falling in a hole in the ground. The deeper you fall, the dimmer the light you need to get out gets, to the point if you fall far enough, the light disappears. The good news is, there is hope for you. The truth has been revealed. God says you are forgiven. God says all your sins have been forgiven, past and future. Don't take my word for it. Here it is from the word of God himself. In 1 John 1:9 it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Still need convincing, I. Psalms 32:1-2 it states, blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit. You are suffering because you have not accepted the truth of who you are in Jesus. You cannot say any longer you didn't know. The truth has been revealed to you. Choose truth over deception. Free yourself from the bondage you find yourself in. Confess the things you've done from a sincere heart and receive your forgiveness. Turn from your deceitful ways and receive your peace, joy, and happiness. You've been given the way out of that hole. Now grab that rope and pull yourself out. Be blessed.
I appreciate you hearing what I have to say. I am certain that you will discover this knowledge useful in handling your current circumstance. Lord, let their eyes see, as it is declared in 2 Kings 6:17. In Hosea 4-6, my people are being demolished because of their lack of knowledge of me. Receive this as truth and in love by the Spirit of God. Stay encouraged. Where there is great love, there is always miracles. Your prophet is here for you.